On Monday nights, y'all, this is an episode of 219. So now it's time for 5926 Central, none other than the Cook Girl. Before we get into something, anything. In just a few minutes, we're going to play a little bit box. Y'all know we like to play Billy Cook. We like to play a little bit of Marcel Casanova. But we're going to start with Billy Cook. How about that? All About the Money? Yep, sounds good to me.
That's how they do it, Skip. Yo, Skip, tell them about that life, man.
Well, it's all about the money, man.
Oh, yeah.
Living life to the fast lane. Got that wrong, then I say my name. Got that wrong, I'm a car, man. It's all about the money, man. Living life to the fast lane. Joe and I ain't in the right frame. Get your money and get out, man.
I'm living a life in the fast lane, rolling like a superstar, big game, with tricks up my sleeve to pull nothing but dime pictures and rabbits out of my hat. Pop up, get it, don't choke, cause the life I live, I see it floating and you're breathing it, and it's so splatterific, and your nostrils wide open, so abstract, it hurts when you're feeling it, got your visions blurring, you ain't coming to trust, get out of my way, I'm trying to count my money, I ain't acting funny, the game chose me to be an inspired ghetto narrator. You're talking. I'm faster than a speeding bullet, more power than a locomotive, and the life I live, and the life I breathe is in the fast lane, is in the fast lane.
Money makes the world go round, I'ma spend the key busy, I'ma get y'all dizzy, y'all know what being broke did me, I know it was wrong, but you know how much hope selling, give me, with this here, pay a couple bills, get some meat and bread, have a couple meals, you think I really give a f*** about what you feel? Right now, Walgreens shoving up another pill. And my son, happy bought a Happy Meal. Happy that his pappy, yeah, really rap for real. And I ain't eating, I just made a half a meal. And I'm still hungry. You ever ate a half a meal? Cut the bull, cause it could get uglier than old black lack of furniture. I'm here to punish you, each and every one of you. Even with the gun on you, I swear to God, the run on you.
Than Frito-Lay, and I got more whips than Kunta Kinte. Doing 90 on the freeway, with the top down, with a breezy on the side. And the caramel brown, mama thick and the hip, super slim in the way.
Hypnotic green eyes, let me get a ski shot.
They are home when times no nickels ain't quarters. When you're rolling with a player, just place your order.
Welcome back. This is 5926 Central. Amen. About to make it do what it do. Trying to get my, in case y'all hear some rustling going on, trying to put my workshop together. And it's giving me a hard time, but I'm going to get it done. Trying to get my computer hooked up and all that good stuff. But it's going to be all right. Anyway. Oh, my God. Guess I'm going to wait on Shazam to call in. Let us know how her day is going. Oh, my God. I got so much equipment everywhere. It's ridiculous. Y'all, let me tell y'all. about my day. My day was pretty good. It was also pretty boring, but, you know, it's all good. I was here to enjoy it. Oh, my God. I was here to enjoy it, and I guess that's all I can say about that. All right, so we're going to keep this show going. We're going to keep it moving, and we're going to play a little bit more. Let's see what we got on the switchboard. All right, we just played a song by Billy Cook, All About the Money, Man, you know. And when I say he sang that, you know, and hey, I ain't mad at him. So we're going to keep moving. We're going to play a little bit of Cash In. It's One Day right here on 5960.
Yeah. I got a lot on my mind.
I got a lot on my mind.
Take it one day at a time.
Take it one day at a time.
I gotta get what's mine.
I gotta get what's mine.
One day I'm gonna shine.
Yeah.
Yeah. I got a lot on my mind. Take it one day at a time. I gotta get what's mine, one day I'm gon' shine. I got a lot on my mind, take it one day at a time. I gotta get what's mine, one day I'm gon' shine. Yeah. I'm doing niggas like Kobe, y'all niggas can't hold me. Pull up if you owe me, don't play me like the old me. Man, you really not the homie. On a beat, I let my soul bleed. I was sitting in the nosebleeds. All of my homies beside me, and we gon' catch us a homie. Man, I be acting they grimy. We'll drop through like it's slimy. I saw your bitch in the comments. She say she wanna get on me. What she gotta do to homies? Not like them people that's phony. All of these niggas be first. I got the key to the safe. I only wanna get paid. I ain't fucking with no life. All that shit part of the game. I'm moving in a new lane. You can just give me some brain. I'm only rolling with gang. I'm not tryna be the same.
It's these niggas.
I got a lot on my mind. Take it one day at a time. I gotta get what's mine. One day I'm gon' shine. Yeah. I got a lot on my mind. Take it one day at a time. I gotta get what's mine. One day I'm gon' shine. I got a lot on my mind. Take it one day at a time. I gotta get what's mine. One day I'm gon' shine.
Yeah.
And I'm creeping up slowly, like I'm riding in a stoley. Pray my homie never folding. If I'm out, you know I'm holding. Switching lanes, real poking. If she see me, she gon' ride me. Treat a nigga like a Harley. I ain't new to the bopping. Niggas mad tryna copy. I just wanna get some sloppy. I don't let hoe niggas rhyme me. I know you hate that I'm honest. Paint sweet like pumpkins. Eat the beat like dumplings. Hop out the porch, I start running. Put some respect on my name. All of my heart and my pain. That's what I put in this game. I'm coming in with a bang. We do not play by no chain. We'll swing through in that thing. I'm not worried about no fame. I'm just tryna make a stain. Never mention my name.
With these niggas.
I got a lot on my mind. Take it one day at a time. I gotta get what's mine. One day I'm gon' shine. Yeah, I got a lot on my mind. Take it one day at a time. I gotta get what's mine. One day I'm gon' shine. I got a lot on my mind. Take it one day at a time. I gotta get what's mine. One day I'm gon' shine. Yeah.
Welcome back. That was Cash In, said One Day. Trying to keep it moving. Play a little bit by Quincy. Well, we call him Q Stone. Make sure that you check him out on YouTube. Q Stone has a studio he set up. If you want to do a live podcast from his studio, you can do that. All you got to do is contact him. And I'm saying Q Stone, but it's... Oh, my God. I forgot the name of the studio, but y'all just pray for me. I'll be posting it also. But you can find him on YouTube, Q Stone. and a Sacred Heart. That's it. Sacred Heart Studio. Go there, check him out. He's always talking about music. He's talking with different DJs, different music connoisseurs, all that good stuff. And if you want to be a part of that, you want to check it out. A lot of needed information on there as well. I'm going to play Q song. Yes, I do. Right here on Pitch.
No matter what I'm going through, I'ma keep my spirit high. I know that I'm not alone, God's always on my side. No matter what I'm going through, I'ma keep my spirit high. I know that I'm not alone, God's always on my side.
Come on. you're going through, just keep your spirits high. Cause no matter, God is always on your side. It don't matter what you're going through. Come on. And just go on and jam right here. Get down. We gon' praise the Lord, yeah. We gon' praise the Lord.
I'm back. I'm back. That was Q Stone saying, yes, I do. Oh, my God, y'all. Listen, I got home from work. Oh, my Lord. And first thing I wanted to do, I mean, no lie, is pull off my wig. Oh, my God. When I talk about freedom, oh, Lord Jesus. Oh, my God. When I took that wig off, I tossed it. I'm telling y'all, I don't know where the wig is right now. I do not know where it is, nor do I care. Even though tomorrow when I get up to go to work, I'm going to have to put that wig back on. You know, that's the sad thing about this whole situation. You think that it's over with. No, it's not. When I get up in the morning, I'm going to have to put that wig on. Now, I'm going to tell y'all what happened to me this morning. This morning, I got up. I was not excited. I'm not a morning person. Oh, my God. I'm really not. I want to wake up naturally. You know, like, I love when God wakes me up, you know. But when other people do it, they like to, oh, my God, I promise you. I'm not a morning person, Jesus. But praise God, this morning, I got up. God woke me up. He woke me up because, let me tell you what happened. 3 o'clock in the morning, my pit bull decides to get loose and run around the yard barking. All different kinds of options. And, oh, my God, I didn't know what to do with myself. And let me tell y'all something about my pit bulls. You know, they are beautiful. Oh, my God, I got a blue pit, and we call her Goldie, but she has a sandy coat. Oh, my God, she is gorgeous, but she is evil. When I tell you that this pit bull is evil, oh, my God, I love her so much. I really do, y'all. I'm not playing. I love her. But she was running around the yard 3 o'clock in the morning. And I'm going to tell y'all something about the husband I have. He's not going out there. He's not going to run to get the dog. It's going to be me, okay? He's going to walk slow, and he's going to hold whichever dog I need him to hold while I put the leash on the dog, okay? He's not running. It's not going to happen. So I'm up at 3 o'clock in the morning. My real hair, my little mini blonde fro is sticking up. It's matted to the side of my head. Now, just picture it. Sicily, 1962. My hair is matted to the side of my head. The rest of it is sticking straight up in the air, and I am outside trying to catch a pup. This is a puppy. I mean, it's a big puppy, but this is a puppy, and she's full of energy, and she's playing like I came out there to play. I didn't come out here to play with you, Goldie. I didn't come out here to play with you. I came out here to hook you back up to the leash. Oh, my God. So she got to run. She got to run under my dress. She got to go, you know, because I'm Sister Cook. Those of you that know Sister Cook, let me tell y'all something. In private, I'm Sister Cook. I got on a, you know, it's a big dress full of flowers, you know. Oh, my God. But I decided this morning, I decided to just go out there in this little bitty piece of dress I had on. Oh, Goldie, just about to kill me in that backyard. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. And Blue didn't make it better because Blue figure, she got loose. I want to run, too. He didn't get loose, but he was all over me trying to. I'm like, listen, The way this works is you be still while I hook this leash on y'all. And I don't understand why y'all got to do me like this. But anyway, 3 o'clock in the morning, oh, my God. So I'm hooking the dog up. James finally comes out the door, and he just stands there. What do you want me to do? What? I want you to hold the dog. I want you to hold the dog. I don't care what you hold. Hold the dog, okay? So he holds the dog, whatever. We hook the dog back in or whatever. I got to take a whole shower or whatever and get back in the bed because I'm one of them people. I'm getting the rest of my sleep. I don't care if it's 30 minutes. I don't care if it's 30 minutes. I'm getting back in the bed. I don't know about y'all, you know, but I have to get back in the bed as though I did not wake up at all. And I lay there and I pretend as though I didn't wake up so I could go back to sleep because I have to get every single last minute of sleep. I don't know about other people. I know that's how I function, y'all. And I try my best, y'all. I try my best to wake up and spring up like a spring chicken. But the only part that I look like is the spring chicken. But springing up ain't happening. I'm finna roll out the bed. I'm finna sit up on the side of the bed. And I'm finna just get so mad. Then I'm gonna have this conversation with myself like, girl, you woke up, get up. I gotta have a whole pep talk to change my attitude about getting out the bed. Because, y'all, sleep is serious. When you're able to just get all in your pillows, right, just, oh, my God, just get in your pillows and just sleep, you know, it's amazing to me. And some folks can't go to sleep because they think they're going to miss something. I don't mind missing nothing. I'm going to sleep. I'm going to sleep. Now, I won't sleep in the car if I'm going somewhere I've never been because I have this problem with car rides. I have to know where I'm going. Let me tell y'all why, okay, since you were asked, because I know you want to know. When I was 18, I was riding around with this dude named Duke. I love this dude. I don't love him, but at the time, I loved this dude. I mean, he had long hair, and he was, you know, he was fun, you know, all that stuff. I'm riding around the car. But the only thing with Duke was Duke drank too much. Oh, my God. Now, watch this and tell you how ignorant this was. Okay, I didn't have a driver's license and didn't know how to drive because my dad was like, Jessica can drive. Ride with Jessica. Okay, whatever. So I'm in the car, with Duke and three other dudes, right? No, two other dudes. They driving. All of them were so drunk that they kept pulling over on the side of the freeway saying, "Nah, man, I can't make it. You go ahead. You drive." Other dude getting behind the wheel. He drive a little bit. Now, this is the craziest thing. I'm the only one in the car sober and couldn't drive. Oh, my God. After that moment, I couldn't drive, didn't know where I was at. Even if I had to call somebody to come get me, I couldn't tell them where I was at. That's why I'm telling y'all, I don't sleep. If I'm riding somewhere that I have never been before, I'm not going to sleep. I'm not. Because I need to know how I got there so I know how to get away from there in case I have to. That's just the way this world is set up. So anyway, oh, my God. So this is what these bozos did all the way home, taking me all the way home. Because, you know, I was living with my parents at the time. So at the time, you know, I was sneaking home. So they couldn't drop me off in front of the house. They'd drop me off down the street so I could climb through the window and get in. Don't tell nobody. And I know some of my relatives listen right now. Don't y'all be telling my secret. But anyway, my God. So, but I made it. That's the only reason. I just wanted to share that. I can sleep everywhere. I just can't. It just depends on where I'm going in the car that I can go to sleep in the car. Now, when I'm going out of town to Atlanta, Texas, anywhere really, I do not want to drive. I want to sleep. Because when I was a kid, if you fall asleep in the car, by the time you wake up, you're there, right? Now, I did this when I was a kid because I couldn't deal with being in that car that long. And then with driving around with Sister Cook, with my daddy and Sister Cook, y'all, I'm telling you, your legs sleep. Everybody is laying on each other, you know. So I want to go to sleep. I want to go to sleep. I want to sleep, and then when I wake up, I'm there. But when I became an adult, let me tell y'all, oh, my God, it's some things that don't work anymore. They used to work when I was a kid. Being an adult and having a driver's license, when you riding with people, oh, I hate it. Your turn to drive. No, 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 no. That's not what we agreed upon. I do not, I'm not driving. I don't care which. So see, when I drive, everybody sleep, the music playing. Now, I don't fall asleep driving. That's one good thing about me. And when I drive, I'm trying to get to where I'm trying to go. All these people be chilling on the freeway. They be driving slow. They taking their time to get there. I be like, no, if we trying to get from point A to point B, I'm driving. Let's go, right? So I'm telling you, I don't like to drive. And then this job I got now, this job I always have, you got to transport people. Okay. So I signed on for the job, not understanding that I was going to have to drive this much. And so, but the job they hired me for, they said, okay, you don't have, we hired two HSTs, which is transport people, two people for the same position so that you could do administrative work. Y'all could share administrative work. So the way I do it is I try to stick to the administrative work so that I won't have to drive so much. Even though driving make me some extra paper, I'm scarred because I drove for Uber, you understand me, and I drove just because, you know, going to Atlanta. Then I was coming to my mom's house at 5926 Central and going all the way to Wallaceville Road. I was doing some driving. I'm sick of it. Now, I didn't get my license until I was 25. I am 44 right now. And I don't know about y'all. Y'all, go ahead. You go ahead then if you like driving. For me, I don't want to drive. I just don't want to do it. I don't want to drive. I don't want to drive to work. I don't want to drive. I don't want to drive home from work. My daughter got hired where I work at. And if she don't drive her car to work, I tell her, drive me home. Because I don't like driving. Hate it with a passion. But it's crazy because when I get behind the wheel to drive, I'm going to get there. My husband told me one time, and he drives horrible. I'm telling y'all, he drives horrible. But when I'm driving, and he in the passenger seat, he always gonna say, can you slow down, please? I'll be like, leave me alone. Leave me alone. Let me drive. I don't bother you when you're driving. Oh, my God, I'm terrible. I am so terrible, y'all. Listen, this weekend I was in a wedding. I have never been in a wedding before. I'm telling y'all, I have never been in somebody's wedding. But so I felt honored. I felt honored that they asked me to be in the wedding. Okay. So, you know, I bought me a pretty, I had me a pretty fly dress on, you know. Took my makeup bag because I'm going to help the bride get ready for her big day, right? Okay, well, I had to make sure that I was all right. When I get there, I ask her, who's doing your hair, your makeup, you know, trying to just pump the bride up. Girl, you know, you got. She say, the wig lady canceled on me. I said, excuse me? She said, I don't have anybody do. The wig lady canceled on me. I said, okay, so where are your makeup lady? Oh, the makeup lady canceled too. Now, I don't know what kind of wedding hell that was going on in this situation right here. And we were standing in the reception hall, trying to decorate the reception hall, you understand me? And I don't know what it is about me. I clicks into this, and I think I get it from my mom. She clicks. My mama has this ability to go in and just start doing stuff. Okay, so this thing just clicked. And I was like, okay, I'm going to do your hair. We're going to stop and get your wig. Okay, I'm gonna your face. I got your makeup. I got your, you got your lashes? No, I don't have. We're going to get your lashes. Then I'm sitting down, and I found myself listening to the gospel and folding napkins. Listen, 8 people per table, 12 tables. That's how many napkins I got to fold. Okay, I ain't even worried about it, y'all. I got the gospel plan. Baby, and I'm folding them napkins. I'm like, listen, I got this. I'm looking up. She got to put the backdrop up. I'm putting the backdrop up. I'm hanging the lights behind the little arch she got around the wedding cake. She brings in the wedding cake at the last minute. The wedding cake is crooked. I can't fix the wedding cake. Wedding cake going to have to lean for this. It's going to have to lean. So, boom, I'm doing. Then we ran out of napkin rings. So I had to sit there. I had to come up with, okay, girl, you're going to cut these. You're going to be there. So blah, blah, blah. Boom, napkin rings, done. Table, dress. Boom, got it. Headed for the door. Okay, girl, what we got to do now? We got to go to the house, right? We got to go to the house. I got to get my dress. You don't have a dress in the truck? No, I don't have a dress in the truck. I got to go to the house, get the dress. We go to the house to get the dress, right? And walk in the house. Everybody's sitting there, like 100 people sitting in her house. Now, only one over here folding these napkins. And y'all sitting up in this house? Okay, I didn't say it out loud because I don't know the people. People strange to me. You can't just run up on anybody because you don't know who packing and who not. You don't know who got a knife, what. So I didn't say nothing. I was like, all right. She said, I'm going to run up here and I'm going to get my dress and we're going to be gone. 30 minutes passed. We already late for the wedding. Early for the reception. Oh, my God. No problem. Okay, I'm waiting. So I said, I'm going to get dressed. I'm going to go in the restroom and get dressed. She's like, nah, we're going to get dressed at the church. Some told me, girl, go ahead and get dressed at the house. My husband's like, go in the bathroom and get dressed. So I go in there, I get dressed. I put my dress on. It's a little tight. You know, I ain't really one of them tight-fitting dress-wearing ladies. But anyway, did it. Had me a bad wig on, did it. I said, I'm going to wait on my makeup till we get to the church. Okay. Hour later, here she comes down the stairs. We're going to the church. No wedding dress on, nothing. Okay, fine. We're going to the church. Get to the church. Jesus. I'm thinking the church, you know, one of them built churches. I think the church got a big old room, and she finna sit in front of the mirror, like out of a movie. Because, you know, I never been a wedding before. See women go and sit in rooms with the mirror on the wall so we could take the pictures. Because did I mention that her photographer bailed on her too? Got nothing to do with that. So we go in there. She sits in a little cubby hole, like a little cubby hole, for real, like a little bathroom closet, like a little pantry. She goes and sits a chair in there. I'm thinking, I'm going to walk behind the door because obviously his room bigger than it. No. You open the door, there it is. There's a room, there's a wall, there's the, she's like, okay, I'm ready. I'm like, for what? Oh, to do your makeup, my bad. So, did her makeup flawless. I had one of her, I don't know who it was, that was standing behind me talking about, don't put on much makeup because we ain't got time. And I started to say, if you don't back up, but I couldn't. I had to stay safe. Oh, my God. Jesus blocked a whole lot of stuff this weekend. So, anyway, get her wig on. Get up a nice little lace front, baby. Hair was flowing. Makeup was done. She still was stressed. What's my problem? Your makeup, your hair, done. Now, we got to get you in this dress. Now, let me tell y'all something. And I love this lady. This lady's okay. She all right? Amen. We had to get her in the dress. Let's just move on from the dress. I don't want to talk about it because if she played this show back, she's going to be real mad. Anyway, so went to, so everybody, oh, we need to get in church, we need to get in church. And I say, who's taking the pictures? So the lady that I told y'all that I should have elbowed in her throat says, you the photographer. Wait a minute, I don't know you. I don't know you about to get this. This lady, I was going to jump like a WWE up in there. I was going to jump up on that chair and come down with an elbow right to her neck. Oh, my God, this lady was getting, she was getting under my hair follicles. That's how irritated this lady was in my spirit, Jesus. And then, suddenly, she had all this help. And I was looking, I was like, where was all this help? When we was getting that reception hall together, where was all this help? But Jesus blocked it. Jesus said, don't say that. Mind your business. You did what you came to do. Go on in the church. Go in the church. The people don't know how to start the music. Music cut off in the middle of the bridesmaids or whatever coming in. And oh, my God. I was so stressed. But then I started taking pictures. Some of my pictures didn't come out right because I was so stressed. I couldn't hold the camera still. Oh, Lord. But I got a couple of cute pictures in there. But I just want y'all to know how my weekend went. My weekend was devastated. My weekend was something else. It was so much that I don't remember what I did Friday. What did I do? Friday I went to a funeral, Mother Berry's funeral. That's his funeral I went to, Mother Berry's funeral. And I would talk to y'all about Mother Berry's funeral, but I'm going to just be respectful. I'm going to be respectful and just be respectful. Anyway, so that was my weekend. And I'm open for do-overs for people with, you know, being in people with, maybe it'll be a different type of experience. Oh, I left this out. Y'all, hold on to y'all seats. Let me tell y'all, after the wedding, because, you know, after the wedding, you go to the reception hall because everybody got a stand. You walk in with your hubby, all that good stuff. She gets in the car because she says that they did not prepare the sides for the food. Guess where we were? We were in her kitchen, wedding dress and all, fixing instant mashed potatoes. Boom. There you go. We get to the reception. By the time when she finished making these potatoes, by the time we get to the reception hall, the groom is sitting in the back of his SUV. I'm talking about the back with the trunk up, sitting up, looking at us like, what in the blue blazes is going on? I couldn't say nothing. I just put my head down like I didn't see what was happening and walked right in the reception hall and sat down. Why? Because that's my role. That's my role. I'm just nobody trying to tell everybody about a wedding. Let's move on. So anyway, oh, my God. I wanted to share my weekend experience with you guys. I hope that you enjoyed the story. It really, really happened. I promise it did. I love you all. I want to send a shout-out to my sis. She's probably working because she's probably working. I love you. I love you. But anyway. Let's move on. Thank you, everybody, for calling in tonight. The show was a great success, I feel. I want you to know that I love you, and there's nothing you can do about it. Thank you for supporting the show. We will be back next Monday, without a doubt. Okay, y'all? Keep it real. Don't be fake. Be a real friend and call a friend. Boom. Good night.